Steve Harris, the present chairman of the Fremantle. Is it present or chairman? What do you go by?
It's either or, but you're saying present. What, I'm out at the end of this day, this weekend.
President,
right?
I should have finished my words, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
President, well, you never know if you don't win the flag. Bill of Canberra is over here. It's fantastic. A Dockers member has flown in from Canberra today, right at 10 o'clock. He's come to the game. He's got two tickets, and he's only using one. He just wants to watch the derby, and he's listening to 882 6PR.
Good on you. Great to see
Good
you.
On you, Bill.
Bill, by the way, speaking of fans, how much purple fans will we have in the stadium today?
You'd think at least 3,000 or 4,000. I did see online that West Coast weren't too happy about the West Coast supporters weren't too happy about Freo people getting on and buying their tickets.
It's because you've got dual members, unused, mate, which so. I'm dead against people having dual membership in
Why?
The state.
Oh, you'd think at least
mate, because if you're a Carlton member, you don't have a Collingwood membership, and we've got to get that in our state here.
That's long gone, that mentality, Tim.
No, it's not.
1970s and 80s.
An hour ago,
people like the option of
going. I walked in with three ladies, and I said, who are you going for? And he said, we barrack for both. And I just went, drives me crazy.
Gentlemen, Tim and Glenn, we have got a special guest. Yes. What do you think of dual membership, Steve?
I wouldn't buy one. I'm a bit partisan. I think you should be partisan. West Australian footy, yes, but I think you should come along today and have a team. You're back.
It's been a flying start by the team in the first 2 weeks. Things are just going beautifully at the moment. But as we said, it's not a sprint, but it's a marathon. AFL season, isn't it?
I did look at my calendar, and it's still early in April, so we don't have to really make predictions or anything like that. But we're pretty happy to be two and zero. We're pretty happy.
What about the mood within the management and also the coaching staff? You know, expectations are a huge thing, and there are those expectations. Has it come a bit more intense in there, knowing that timeline is, you're some way down the track in relation to that timeline and an ultimate goal?
You're perhaps talking about this mysterious window concept, which I don't necessarily agree with.
I deliberately didn't want to bring the window concept up, but you know what I'm talking about.
I don't subscribe to the windows theory. I think if you can break that. It's been something that's built over the last sort of 50 years, but the way football's played now, the way clubs operate now, particularly in the last decade, I think you've got the ability to change that. So we don't subscribe to that.
Steve, one thing that I watched last week against Geelong, beating Geelong, you walked away. Is Geelong sliding? Or is Fremantle a lot better? I walked away thinking Fremantle a lot better, but the thing that you can't teach, and you've got to self-assess and self-develop, they're hungry. Your boys look hungry for the contest. They want to not only win it, but they want to beat the opposition and hurt the opposition, and that is a frightening side. And when you've got that in your team, things start to flourish. Is that the way you and your management are seeing it?
Look, certainly that commitment and that desire is really strong within the playing group. I don't see it as any more or less than it was 2 years ago. You've got to get a bit of luck in there as well. You can't give yourself too much credit. I mean, Geelong had some significant outs. We played really well.
But it was in their backyard, and you pushed them over. You were bullies in their backyard, and I think that is a good sign. I think you need to not only just dominate here and be fast-track bullies, but you need to go in suburban grounds, Cadinia Park, Simmons Stadium, whatever you want to call it, is still the fortress for Geelong. It was like you were playing here at Patterson Stadium.
Yeah, I think, I can't remember who said it, but it's anywhere, anytime, isn't it, that phrase?
That's your coach.
That's the theme.
Can I ask you, off the field, Coburn, how are we tracking? We spoke to Trevor Nisbet about half an hour ago about Lathlane. How is Coburn tracking and funding and support from the governments and federal governments and the like?
Coburn's tracking really well. I think we've got a date in the diary to put the golden shovel in the ground sometime in June coming up. We've got almost $85 million worth, in fact, in excess of $85 million worth of funding locked away. It's going ahead. The only thing we're tweaking now is, you know, the colour of the walls and a few little things.
Can I also ask you, we also asked Trevor Nisbet and Rag, who's the next player on their list in regards to contracts? And he said Scott Selwood is the one that we will focus on next. What about Fremantle? I mean, you've got Fife locked away, which is good, and Mundy and the likes. Who is the next player where a contract's coming to the end that the club is focusing on?
Oh, we've got a standard policy of mine. I don't talk about contracts in the marketplace. So we're always talking contracts. We're always talking to players. But I just don't believe in going out in the media and doing it publicly. And sort of we subscribe to that as a club.
Steve, I want to go back to the Coburn thing. Don't want to dampen the club's enthusiasm. And obviously, with the grants for the government, I think it's fantastic. Have you looked at St Kilda, their model, down at Seaford? Because we've spent a bit of time with the AFL National Academy. We actually use the facilities. St Kilda now have got a commission or a plan to get out of there and get back to Moorabbin. Is that something? Is it too far away, Coburn? Like Seaford is a long way away from Melbourne.
Seaford's significantly different because it's such a long way away from St Kilda and CBD.
But if you and your board members and team had a look, is this Could this be a St Kilda model as well?
Absolutely not. It's closer to the CBD than our current premises. It's about 400 metres walk from a train station. We've in fact got more members of the club within 5 kilometres of the new premises than we have within 5 kilometres of the current
That's important because Seaford is a long, long way away. Yeah. And I wonder if there is St Kilda supporters down that neck of the woods.
No, mate, it's a disaster.
Yeah. It's not. I don't think if you go down to Fremantle, and all of you gentlemen do during the week, if you go down to Fremantle during the week when the club's training, 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, you might have 10 people sitting there watching them train. And the reality is where you're located isn't where the spirit of your club is. We're not going to play at that venue. It's a training centre. But it's a multi-use centre. It's going to have a full aquatic facility. The City of Coburn forecasts over 1 million visitations a year to that. So on Monday morning when you go down and you have your swim, you'll be swimming in the lane next to Nat Fife and Stephen Hill.
No, you won't,
you
Steve.
Will.
You won't be
not, not you,
next
you'll
to
be
Nat Fife.
That's the other thing I was going to throw you, Steve, is engagement with the community and how you gauge how much you engage with the community and how much information you give them. Like Tim asked you a question about contracts and the policies you don't
I've
talk
got one
about
more
contracts.
On that. Let's let Steve go.
Now, we also from the media sometimes would like a bit more, but we don't get it. So, you know, where do you draw the line regarding providing information to the media and your members about what's happening inside your football club? Because to me, it's becoming increasingly more difficult to get that information.
That's a big challenge, and there's more and more speculation, there's more pressure on the media. If you take Facebook, we've got 170,000 people follow us on Facebook, so we've got people hungry to engage us through media. You've got the range of media that you gentlemen work with as well, chasing stories. I just have a view on things like contracts. You know, I've got a contract where I work in my day job, and I don't put that out in the media and negotiate that in the media. And if you go back, you know, certainly the whole time I've been at the club, probably kick it off with Paul Hazelby was the first significant contract we did or didn't do when I was there. We're just not of the view that you negotiate that out in the media.
No, that's a club policy. I
can't think of any time when we've done that with any
But what it does do, coach. It lends itself to massive speculation, as it did with Nat Fife for a long time. And it's not just media chasing. I think the general public want to know what the situation is with your quality players. Can I ask you then, where is Ross Lyon at in regards to his contract as coach of the football club?
I might be have it slightly wrong, but we put an extra 2 years onto Ross last year, I think. So, and Ross was very keen to do it. He settled his family in Perth. He's doing well. He's a great leader in the club. He's very engaged in the West Australian community. And so I think he's probably got another two on what he started with. So probably back out 2017.
Do you reckon he could become a real long-term coach at Fremantle? Are we talking not Kevin Sheedy like at Essendon, but do you see him staying here for a great period of time, or will there come a time where you think he might want to return back to Melbourne?
Oh, look, I think certainly Western Australia and the Dockers give him every opportunity, and one of the things we're really strong on as a club is to take players and coaches, individuals, be they on or off field, and give them every single opportunity they can and put the infrastructure around and let them be their best, and what we think we're doing that with Ross.
Has Ross come to you as a football club and said, when we do the Derby presses with Adam Simpson, we don't have to wear a hat? Because I reckon he feels really uncomfortable with that hat on. In fact, I know that's a fact.
He may have. I'm not sure of that. I certainly, there was no degree of uncomfortable smiles at that press conference during the week. However, I think if you think of all the press conferences, the only bloke who I can remember smiling and laughing was Chris Connolly.
Steve, just finally before we let you go, I know it was explosive when it came out, but Ryan Crowley, just an update, because it's certainly obviously gone quiet since the start of the season. What support networks have you given him, given that the season started? Is he training anywhere? Obviously he can't play, but when's his hearing? I think is it later this month or early May?
I think it's the first week in May at the moment, and we're fully behind Ryan, and we're supporting him. Mistakes happen in life, and things happen that you're not happy with, and we're certainly not of the view that we'd walk away or isolate him at any point through this process. We're 100% behind him, and he's training at the club.
Great weather for footy, great weather for going over to Rotto on the boat.
Yeah, I know.
Were you torn today?
It was. No, I wasn't. I woke up at 5 o'clock, tense, nervous, and excited and grumpy. So that's it.
Thanks for joining us, Steve. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.